Next case.
Case number 13201, Pamela and Mitchell Rents seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirement for proposed structures, section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the south side of First Street. The 911 address is 37468 First Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 24.03. We have 0 letters of support, 5 letters of opposition, and 3 mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 7-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch and a deck.
Is the applicant present? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Chris Grady, 31687 Messiah Lane, Millsville, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Yep, we're seeking a variance to build a deck on the back of his house so that he can use the rear of the home. It's going to have a screen porch on it and a second floor deck and a third floor deck. The second floor deck will only be, it only comes out 12 foot from the house. And then on the third floor, there'll be a screen porch with a shed roof on it. And it's only 17 by 12 foot. It'll go across the back of the house, 26 foot on the second floor deck. It'll be, all be a open decks so that they can use the come out on their second floor on the deck.
Does that complete your presentation?
All I got.
Is there any approval required from like an HOA or anything like that?
No, sir.
In the packet that was submitted, it says that there are several other residences that have decks like this on the back of it.
Yes, sir.
Which ones, and do they go over the current setback?
No, I'm not sure about that.
No other size that can be that this there's no other size that this can be built that will meet the setback requirement.
Well, it would only give them only have 5 foot of deck there, so it really wouldn't be worth doing.
There's a
concrete pad there now out to 12 foot, and that's what they're going to build it over top of.
Is there a specific need that has come up that requires this to be built?
None other than so that they could get more use out of their rear yard there and come out from the living quarters, because the first floor is more like a basement with a garage and stuff in it. So the living space is on the second floor. The first floor is a garage.
going to be the exact size as the concrete pad?
Yes, sir.
It looks like the dwelling has a deck on the third floor currently to one end. Is that true?
Yes.
Will the new deck be tying into that so they can walk, wrap around?
No.
So you're the, if I'm understanding correctly, are you the contractor for the, for this work, this proposed work? Has the homeowner reached out to the neighbors? Because I did hear there's quite a bit of opposition to this. Has the homeowner reached out to their neighbors about this?
I'm not sure. If he has not, I think he talked to the neighbors on either side of it.
Okay.
So one of the standards is that property has to have something unique about it, and on the application it says the answer to that question number one, what's unique about the property, it says this will still leave 8 feet to the property line, but that doesn't really answer the question about why this property, what this property has about it that's unique that requires the need for a variance.
Well, like I said, the reason they need the variance is so they'll have access to the rear yard from the living quarters on the second floor. I mean, they have to come downstairs to get on the patio now through the garage.
If you're saying that they just need it for access, they're building three very large structures, decks, porches. If they're just looking for access to the patio, do they look at a stairwell?
From the second floor, you mean, well, there's a stairwell inside that brings them down to it. And then they have to come outside, but they don't have access from the living quarters to the backyard without going downstairs.
Well, they still would have, I mean, how are they going to get from, are they going to jump down or take a fireman's pole? How are they going to get down from the second floor to the?
Well, there's a door that comes out of the back of the house that has a rail over it now that they're going to access the deck from.
Okay, but they're not going to the ground level then, is what you're saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying is you're saying that they need it so they can have better access, and my point is, if they needed better access, could they just do another set of steps to give them access to the patio?
Right. Well, it's so that they can use it from the ground floor, I guess, for when he's entertaining or something on his back deck. He don't have to go all the way downstairs from his kitchen and living room. They can go right out the back door and be right on the deck in the backyard.
So what's a back door leading to the concrete patio that's there now?
There is a back door that leads to the patio, yes.
So what's the back door you're talking about that's going to go to?
On the second floor, they have a door when they built the house, and it has a rail over it. Here.
Did the homeowners build the house?
No.
Or did they buy it?
They bought it.
Okay.
Sir, can you make sure that photograph gets to Ms. Norwood so she can put that in the record?
So the deck will be at the level of that door that you just pointed to?
Yes, sir.
Will there be a set of steps from the patio where you're gonna have a screened-in porch?
No.
Okay, so that's just going, everything's gonna be standalone.
Everything will be accessed from in the house, yes.
Okay. So a quick question, just so I have an understanding. Is this a four-story dwelling then?
Three.
So from the bottom porch and then a set of windows, and above that set of windows is the doorway that we're looking at. And then above that is where that other deck is on the top right. Is the next deck going to tie to that deck? Because I don't see a way to get onto the third deck unless you tie to that side. Is that what's happening there?
Well, that's where the screen porch is going to be, and they're going to put a door. They're going to take that window out and put a door in to come out on the screen porch out of their master bedroom.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to really put this all together. The top floor is going to be covered with a screen porch.
Well, this is probably a better picture for you to look at. This is where the screen porch is going to be, coming out of here. So the shed roof will tie in there. This door is coming out for the lower deck. So there'll only be two decks, one here that runs across the back of the building, and then this one will just be 14 foot wide across that door because that's in the master bedroom. So they would access the screen porch from there.
And nothing higher above that?
Nothing. Okay. So that upper deck up here will be above this 14 by 12 screen porch here.
So then technically that does make it four floors.
But there is a four floor, yeah.
Right, okay.
So that middle deck is going to be 14 by 26.
14 by 12. 12 foot out, 14 foot wide. The bottom, right at the top of where the block's at, is where the 26 foot by 12 deck will be. And then there'll be a screen porch up here.
Sharp.
Thank you. One of the standards that, and I know Mr. Kingery asked you this question, I think Mr. McClure did as well, is you have to meet the fundamental question, first threshold question is, what is unique about this property? It has to be some unique physical characteristic related to this property. And when I look at this site plan, I see a property that measures 50 feet by 100 feet. And based on the tax map that's on the screen right now, it appears to be of a similar size and shape as neighboring properties. This is a property that benefits from the small lot ordinance, which gives a reduction in the rear yard setback by 5 feet. So with that in mind, what is unique about this property that causes a need for the variances? And I will, before you answer that, I will let you know the Supreme Court has made a distinction that there's a difference between a want and a need. So with that in mind, I ask you, what is unique about this property and why is it needed, the variance needed?
Well, like I said, they need it so they can access it without having the backyard, without having to go down through the garage.
But don't they have a functional rear yard space right now with a patio and an access from the garage? So is that a want or a need?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it, whether it's a want or a need.
Understood. When I look at what you've presented to us, is there a reason why they didn't just do a second floor deck and not do a third floor porch over that? And I ask that because the living quarters appear to start on the second floor, as you've
right.
If they had an open, you know, there's some language in the code about open decks.
Mm-hmm.
By covering that, I think they create some challenges there with the code. Is there a reason why they have to have that porch on the third floor?
Well, that access is from their master bedroom is what they wanted it for. So I guess that would be a want, but it's not really a need.
Are there any flooding concerns or things of that nature on this property?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Do you know if the applicants utilize the patio space currently?
Yes. They have a hot tub on.
That's what it appeared from the photograph.
Right.
Have they had any issues, as you know, as far as being able to utilize that area effectively?
None.
All right. I don't have any other questions, but I may have some later. I know you had another photo there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you gave that to Ms. Norwood, but we would.
But I can.
We want to make sure that gets put in the record as well, so thank you.
Is that just a copy? No, it's different. Any other questions from the board at this point? If you wanted to have a seat right in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13201? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13201? I have two. Would you like to speak? Okay. If you would please come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Chris Panico. My home address is Four Gate Circle, Hockessin, Delaware. I'm here to represent the homeowner, who's my mother, for the property next door, which is 37464 First Street.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear and to tell the truth.
And I know you've got, I see you've got a cane with you. Just by looking at that, can you tell us if the property is to the right or to the left?
To the left.
So it would be the property 2401.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
My name's Chris Panico. This is my parents', my parents' place. I'm a 20-year retired Air Force vet. I'm also part of IBEW Local 313. I happen to be the vet chair for Local 313. I just recently got elected into the examining board for Local 313. And I'm also a Delcastle Technical High School electrical trades instructor up in Newcastle County. So this is probably the first time that I've tried to deny a construction project, but it is very personal for me. It has been a place of solace, especially on my multiple deployments. Also helped my father and my mother build the place or rebuild the place. We gutted it. When the property was bought, all the houses were the same, you know, one level. Enough about myself, but like I said, I'm speaking on behalf of my parents for the property 37464 First Street, which is to the left of the four-story building. The first floor, what's been called a basement or a garage, is actually fully redone. So it is a four-story home. It directly borders the subject property. And I'm here to formally object to 13201. My first point is the applicant is requesting a variance to build a third story screen porch outside the standard zoning envelope. If granted, this elevated structure will look directly down into our family's private backyard. Crucially, it entirely strips away the privacy of our outdoor shower space. This is a highly sensitive area where my family expects complete privacy. A variance should not be granted when it forces neighbors to forfeit the reasonable use and privacy of their own yards. Objection point two, a third-story elevated porch acts as a megaphone for sound by placing an outdoor gathering space high in the air and closer to the property lines than zoning allows. It will drastically increase noise pollution. This sound will travel directly into the surrounding area and properties. It will severely disrupt the quiet enjoyment of our homes, creating a negative impact that the standard setback rules are specifically designed to prevent. Objection point three, the applicant's desire for a massive three-story outdoor entertainment space is a luxury, not a legal necessity. Their hardship is entirely self-created. There are no unique physical features or shapes to this lot that prevent them from building a beautiful home within the existing setback requirements. And to conclude, the Sussex County Code protects neighbors from this exact type of overdevelopment because this variance will cause an immediate invasion of privacy and a substantial increase in noise. It alters the essential character of our neighborhood, and we respectfully ask the board to deny variance 3201, and I thank you for your time.
We might have a question or two.
Okay.
From the board, Mr. Sharp. Board has any first?
We also have pictures. My mother has some if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to submit any pictures, you can give those to Ms. Norwood.
No questions.
I do. So currently, looking at the house from the aerial view, would you say there's any privacy issues just sitting inside the house from a bedroom or one of the other rooms looking out to where that would be?
Yes, sir. We completed construction at our place. That property was previously a cookie cutter of our property. And the previous owner decided to bulldoze it and build a four-story structure. It is four stories. And they have windows that they can look into our yard already. A lot of people down here have an outside shower, right? They already have a porch on the front. I believe they're renting the space out. The basement, which or the garage, which they're considering a garage, which it's fully done. I think it has a kitchen in it and drywall, heating and air conditioning. It is a living space. Does that answer your question?
Yes,
so yes, they can see directly into our yard. They block. Blocking the sun and the view that we had when the property was purchased. And I believe if you look back at the original, you look back at the original plans for the house, I believe they deviate Sussex. Anyway, yes, they do, they can see everything.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
You mentioned there's a kitchen in that garage. How are you aware there's a kitchen in there?
It's public information, I believe. You can look on, it was just sold maybe on Zillow.
Ms. Norwood, do we know if there's an ADU?
And we have pictures of it, too.
I don't see one on file. I was just looking. I don't see where we've approved anything like that.
We may want to ask the contractor about that. This area, is there any flooding in this area that you're aware of?
Yes. When they did build the property, they raised the ground. They poured the concrete pad, and water flows into our property, which it didn't before.
Are the lots in that neighborhood a similar size to what the applicant's lot?
Yes.
Are there other similar decks and porches on homes that are of this height in the neighborhood that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, and definitely not in the this specific area.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if the board has any, after looking at some of those submissions here.
Any additional questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of case number 13201?
Hi, I'm Ann Panico. I live right next door to the subject house.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening. I'm Ann Panico. I live at 3746 4 First Street in Rehoboth. It's our summer house. I live right next door, and I'm formally objecting 13201, the requested variance for construction of a screen porch and deck. This request should be denied because it fails to meet the strict legal criteria required for Sussex County, Delaware variance. Specifically, I base my objection on the following grounds. There's no unique physical condition. The property in question does not possess unique physical circumstances, narrowness, or irregular shapes that create an exceptional practical difficulty. Many properties, including ours, share the exact same lot size, yet are able to conform to current Sussex County zoning standards. I think you can see in photo one that I gave you. Number two, there's self-created hardship. The need for a variance is self-created by the applicant. The desire to build an excessively large deck or enclosed porch that encroaches on the required setback was a choice by the property owner and the previous owner builder, not something forced upon them by the land. The house was built to the extreme width, depth, and height that code allowed. It has four floors of livable space. And a French door was added to the third floor bedroom in anticipation of a future variance. Adverse neighborhood impact. Allowing a permanent structure, especially an enclosed porch, to be built within, within the required setbacks will negatively alter the essential character of our neighborhood. It will set a dangerous precedent, block sight lines, reduce open space, and impact the light and privacy of adjacent homes. I think all the photos that I gave you show this, not the minimum relief necessary. The applicant is overbuilding for the lot. There is no possibility of building the specific project in strict conformity with zoning ordinances. Variances are for unique land hardships, not for maximizing house size at the expense of neighbors. Additionally, the subject property is incorrectly described as a 2.5-story residence on the application. It is actually a 4-story residence. Furthermore, the garage level has been completely built out with a living area, full kitchen, and bathroom. This space is currently occupied by as a separate dwelling unit. And why this matters? Height and bulk. A 4-story structure has much larger footprint and height impact than a 2.5-story structure. This directly challenges whether the variance request is the minimum variance necessary to provide relief. Use violations. The presence of an occupied, built-out living space in the garage may indicate an unauthorized use. It often violates accessory dwelling unit rules or density codes in Sussex County. There are routinely 4 to 6 cars parked in the driveway. They have created a feeling of figuratively encroaching from the ground level. Now they want to add on an already overwhelming house and encroach us from above us. Inaccurate facts. An application that contains incorrect property details invalidates the factual basis the board relies on to make a decision. I kindly request that you consider my concerns as part of the public record and deny number 13201 variance request. Thank you.
Any questions? Sharp?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of case number 13201? Okay. If you would like a minute to respond to anything, do you need a minute to respond to anything? Okay.
I have a question for Mr. Grady, though. If you could step up. And I ask this because we were provided pictures, both aerial as well as interior of the property. Mm-hmm. And it shows living space in the garage area. Is there living space in that garage area? The ground floor level, we'll call it?
He has a like a bar set up in there, yes.
Okay, is there a kitchen in there?
I'm not aware of a kitchen. It's like a bar.
It's like a what?
It's a bar.
Okay.
And I mean, it's got water in there. I think there's a microwave in there.
Okay. But it's not a separate living space as far as you're aware? Okay, because if it was, he would have to come to the county for a different type of approval.
Right.
And there appears to be none on the record, according to Ms. Norwood. So I just wanted to make sure that if he was having someone live there as a separate unit, that he was getting the appropriate approvals from this county to do so.
No, it's not being rented out. It's a separate unit that I'm aware of, no.
All right. Thank you for that. That was the only question I had.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we deny case number 13201 for Pamela and Mitchell Rents for the requested variance pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons: that the property does not meet or does not have the physical unique conditions that have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood or will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property or will be detrimental to the public welfare, and the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification of regulation at issue.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
And I too. With a vote of 5-0, case number 13201 has been denied.